Strength Matters Media. Video, print, podcasts.
Google reviews and why your gym needs them regularly. We keep looking at more data coming in about this topic. And it's interesting because we've been playing around it behind the scenes with not only our businesses, but also with our clients' businesses too. And what we're seeing is the ones and the businesses that rank higher are not just gyms or personal training businesses. I'm talking coffee shops. I'm talking, you know, any other kind of like local business in the world of Google land is ranking higher when they have recent reviews. So, Andrew, bringing to you, when you look at other businesses we've been looking at recently, what are you seeing in terms of Google reviews? Do they have any? Are they doing them? What are you seeing on that kind of landscape?
Two extreme contrasts, I guess. One where it's tumbleweed, you know, they're not even realizing the power that Google brings to the table for their business, and equally having a system where they can generate reviews. But then on the switch side, those that do get it, and the clients that we're certainly working with, we're making a key focus on generating organic reviews from happy clients, is that there's an increase, a ramp up of traffic that's being generated then from that side of things. And I know Josh is away this week, so it's just the two of us, but all of us are big coffee lovers, and we always talk about the number one example is coffee shops. I'm back on the island now after traveling around the UK, and wherever I go, it's always coffee shop near me, and then I'm looking specifically at the map pack and the three top ones there, and I make my decision more often than not on the number of positive reviews it's got. And that's what we need to be doing as fitness business owners.
Well, absolutely. And the most importantly is now is I think we're very little hack. And I read this from one of the top SEO experts. Let me give him a shout out. What's his name? Darren Shaw. So shout out to Darren Shaw. For those who want to go really uber geeky on SEO stuff, he's a really good guy to follow. If you understand what he says, good luck, because half the stuff I don't understand. But it was one that I did understand, and it was this. It was like, well, if you are a local business in the same town and you have a competitor, how many reviews do they have? How often are they getting reviews? He gave an example of if you're getting two reviews a month, you need to get more, 3, 4, 5 reviews a month if they're doing it consistently. That's a good benchmark to have. Now, me personally, I think everyone should be aiming for at least one review a week. Right, I'd like to think most gyms have a new member every month at least, or at least 4 to 5 new members. And if you're not, well, reach out to us. We can maybe help you. But that's kind of like a little benchmark we're trying to get here now. So the idea is that if you can get one review a week, that's 4 reviews in a month over the course of a year. Do your maths. Like it's very simple. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get between 44 and 48 reviews, ideally 48 if you get it right. But that's what you're trying to aim for. Now, here's a bit of a secret bonus hack that we're seeing that works even better, because we're trying to signal to Google how to help you rank higher and that you're a trustworthy site. You reply to all the reviews, right? You reply with a comment that's not generic or AI generated. You give them a really good thank you. Say thanks for the review, not just say thanks. Give them a heartfelt, thoughtfelt review, if I can get out of my mouth there, and really focus on that, because that signals more intent that you're a legitimate business, increasing your trustworthiness. Now, an even bigger hack that you can try out with is this. Get them to post a photo of your business in the reviews. You do that, you're turbocharging everything to do with your business. And that is what the experts are seeing in terms of how to rank your business higher, how to rank higher on the Google Map Packs, and how to help you get found more in your local areas. More reviews more often, do more than your competition, reply to those reviews, and then guess what? Get somebody to take a photo of your premises, of your facility, with you ideally, and that will turbocharge the reviews and the listings. Andrew, anything you want to say to anything to that?
I was going to say, if you can get that photo of you and that client, then that's gold. And we've got clients that have been testing this out. I'm thinking Frizzo, a shout out to Frizzo Boone, for example, where he's had some great success with that element. Equally, what I used to do, and this was pre-Google reviews, this was more when you were getting testimonials and case studies, but the same hack, what you will, applies, is that whenever I got any review, but ideally positive, of course, I was thanking them and I was sending them a little thank you card out to them, because that goes and that plants the seed then that, wow, it was out of the box, it wasn't expected, and they talk about that. And that's ultimately what marketing is, having people talk about you and your business and amplifying the message out there. So these little hacks, as we say, don't take too much time, don't cost a lot of money, but you know, they have a significant impact.
Yeah, exactly. So they have it, Google reviews for the win. And if you do that and you're still not going anywhere and you want some help, well, reach out to us. We're more than happy to help you guys. So go to strengthmatters.com/strategy and we will show you and talk to you and brainstorm some ideas together on how you can get some more gym members, personal training members, clients, patients, whatever it is, or just have a good old chin wag about your business. So strengthmatters.com/strategy and get those Google reviews up and running, posting photos and replying to them. So thanks for now. See you guys.